There's several things when you're looking at a meta-analysis that you need to consider, starting with the I-squared or the statistical heterogeneity. If they don't report an I-squared value or another form of statistical heterogeneity, and there are other ways to do this, the results are garbage because you don't know if those studies should be pooled together or not. And you don't know if there's some contributing factor. I'm going to just say that off the get-go. I don't care. It's true. The next thing is if you do a subgroup analysis or a meta-regression, meaning that you're looking at some sort of continuous variable like age or VO2 max or sex or anything, and they say, well, we did these analyses, but we didn't look into if it altered the statistical heterogeneity, those results are also garbage. And the reason why they're garbage is because they're not saying, well, did this actually influence the results? You do a subgroup analysis or a meta-regression because you want to determine what causes that statistical heterogeneity, meaning are there clinical factors around the study that maybe influences those studies? Okay, so that's really important. The next thing is looking at change from baseline or percentage change from baseline. Now, I'm certainly somebody who's done this too in previous studies, but we should only be looking at, are there differences between groups at follow-up? We shouldn't be looking at within group changes from baseline to follow-up, unless you're doing it specifically for looking at relationships, then maybe you can use those. But even then, there's some limitations to that. The magnitude of the effect is garbage if you're just looking at change from baseline. And there's several reasons for that. Most importantly is that if you're looking at a change from baseline, the follow-up result that you're looking at, that change score, is correlated with the baseline value, meaning that maybe some people respond differently based on their baseline values. And if there's some degree of correlation, and there is in most cases, the result is meaningless. There was a study that came out, and I spoke with the author about why there's problems with meta-analyses in sports science. And I said to him, like, well, I hate the title of what you wrote for this because there's nothing wrong with meta-analyses. There's problems with how you do them. And so that's what he ended up getting to. And I spoke with him about it. And it's like, well, there's nothing wrong with the methodology. It's, are you doing the methods correctly? And then the last thing I'll say, well, there's several things I can say, but there was a criticism that somebody said about my work. And there's this thing about p-hacking. And p-hacking is if you're looking for a result after you do your analysis because there's no statistically significant difference. Well, the thing is, and so you're doing some sort of subgroup analysis, but if you do a randomized trial and you randomize participants into different groups, there should be no difference between those groups other than the intervention. However, when you're doing a meta-analysis, you're combining studies that are all different and you're not randomizing how you combine those studies. So it's called the Oxford approach. First, you combine all studies that meet your eligibility criteria, no matter what. Then what you do is you look at the degree of statistical heterogeneity and you look for what we call clinical heterogeneity. What are the possible reasons that can explain this variation? And so you'd look at study design, participant characteristics, intervention characteristics, and outcome characteristics. And you start investigating to see, well, where might these differences be? And you want to get as much as you possibly can. And you can't just have a statistician do this. You need to have somebody who's a statistician within the field that you're looking at so that you can specifically say, what about periodization? What about the wash-in period? Well, if we're looking at periodization, was it a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1? Okay. How many days after they did their intervention period did they measure VO2 max? Because that could influence the results because maybe they haven't recovered. So when you're actually doing these ways to assess for clinical heterogeneity, you want to look at every possible variable that you can, which is what makes this type of a project ridiculously complex to do, which is why, again, I say, if you're going to look at a meta-analysis and they don't talk about heterogeneity and they just show a result, you can't trust that result. If they do a subgroup analysis, but they don't say, hey, it decreased the statistical heterogeneity, maybe that subgroup analysis is irrelevant.